And you're listening here on Vermont Public Radio. I'm Alex Keefe with VPR News. Leading up to Election Day, VPR will be airing interviews with candidates for statewide office during Morning Edition and here on All Things Considered. This week, we're hearing from candidates to be Vermont's representative in the U.S. House. Liberty Union Party candidate Erica Claussen is challenging Democrat Peter Welch, who has both his party's and the Republicans' nomination. Claussen is an activist from Charleston, and she joins us now. Erica, welcome to VPR.
Thank you for having me.
So why do you want to be Vermont's next U.S. representative in Congress?
Well, I would like to have a U.S. representative in Congress who really understands the needs of the working class and who will fight for that and who isn't corruptible, basically. So as a Liberty Union Party member, I volunteered a while back to run for this. This is the first office I'm running for the party.
Erica, you've outlined foreign policy as a major concern for you. What do you think of as the biggest foreign policy issue for the U.S. right now, and how would you address it in Congress?
One big issue for me in terms of our foreign policy is how happy as a country we are to go to war with other countries or seek out wars, look for itches to scratch in terms of spreading democracy to the world. So something that I would like to do is take a lot of the massive war budgets that our country has and a lot of the money that we're sending to countries like Israel and Saudi Arabia that they're just going to use to spread wars themselves and to oppress other peoples. To bring that money back to North America, to the United States, and put that in places like building infrastructure and supporting building jobs here in the United States.
I want to talk about something that's been a big job driver in Vermont historically, agriculture. It's played a big role in Vermont's economy and culture. As a congresswoman, what would you do to shape the future for Vermont's farms and its farmers?
That's a great question. Oh, my gosh. I'm sorry. So agriculture is one of those things that is very important to Vermont, and I actually happen to live on a small family farm in Charleston, and for me it's important that small farms have the ability to stay afloat, something that we've had some trouble with ourselves, and literally anything that comes across the desk that helps a small farmer is very important and something that I'd like to push through. And anything that helps a large farmer, I'd like to do my best to sort of fight to change it and shape it so that it's more beneficial to the small farmers, to the family farmers.
Erica, I want to talk about energy policy. Vermont has a goal of getting 90% of its energy from renewable sources by 2050. Some of those projects haven't exactly been without controversy in Vermont. What, if anything, should be Congress's role in Vermont's energy economy?
So we should definitely continue to push toward that goal and even 100% in the future. I'd like to see more solar, more wind power, and some things that I would like to do to help that along is to give things like wind turbines and solar arrays to the communities that they would be placed in so that they'll be a little better taken. You know, a lot of turbines have gone up that ultimately don't help the communities that they're sitting in. And I think that's one of the problems, and that's one of the things that helps them become controversies. So that's one of my goals, absolutely, is to build more of these things and to make those directly beneficial and make those profit the communities that they're sitting in the middle of.
I think the chicken is part of the interview.
Yeah, unfortunately, you want proof right there that small farms are important to me. I have a chicken in the room that I literally can't get to go outside.
That's okay.
She's one of 60 that are here on the farm with me.
My final question for you, Erica, is about Congressman Peter Welch. I'm wondering what you think he's doing well in his job right now. What do you think should stay the same about Vermont's representation in Congress?
I think there are definitely some issues on which Peter Welch has had a very good history. I agree with him generally on the issues of gun control and the times that he's tried to help champion universal health care. I think that I think those are very important, and I think that that in those cases I would be pretty willing to continue his work.
We've been talking with Erica Clausen. She's the Liberty Union candidate running for Vermont's at-large congressional seat. Thank you so much for making the time.